Well, Gianfranco, your reaction to what was ultimately another frustrating evening?
Well, it's there is a reaction, I say, because you know, obviously, it's very frustrating to have lost a game like this. But I woke up in the change room, and I was proud of the players because they gave everything, every single bit of energy they had on, in the body, they gave it, and I feel sorry for them because they didn't deserve that. But I saw a strong desire and motivation to react to this situation. They feel like they are, they don't deserve this, and they are reacting. They're very strong. There were good people talking over there, good talking, and so I'm expecting something. It will happen. It's we don't deserve this. We work hard, and we don't deserve this. And we're gonna get all we need to get back very soon.
It was a fairly even game. The stats don't lie, though. I suppose that's double figures now in terms of winless games. But did you see enough then tonight to suggest that run will come to an end very soon?
Well, considering the circumstances, I couldn't expect fantastic football because obviously we are a little bit edgy. But actually, wasn't we created some good chances. We had some good opportunities, and some of them were quite incredible. And it didn't happen. They came down once and they scored. That is the frustrating thing about it. And so, okay, what can I say? As I said, it's there is a lot of anger inside at the moment, within myself, within the players, and this anger will get the reaction that we need to have, because it cannot be like this all the time. It will happen.
You say you created a lot of chances, and it will happen. Kerim Fry, very bright this evening, deserved his Man of the Match award.
Yeah, I think it was bright. It was dangerous. It was creative. He also created an unbelievable chance in the second half. No, he's giving his contribution. I think he was good. Also, Craig had a good chance today, a good shot. So. No, there were some positive again, as I said, that they weren't enough to win as the game, but there were a lot of good things.
As a great goal scorer yourself, are you worried about the lack of goals now, just the one penalty in the last four league games?
Yeah, of course, this is something that we need to think about. We need to be able to score more than this, and at the moment it's not happening, but we're gonna work. It's strange because we normally try to play that type of football that creates more chances and score more goals, but at the moment it's not happening.
Just a couple of final questions from me. Firstly, Ryan Shotton, he didn't come back for the second half. What's the latest on him?
No, you know, we say in Italy it's not raining, it's pouring down. No, it's it's a moment in which we have we struggling on centre halves, and Ryan Shotton overstretches is growing and picked up an injury, so we don't know what it's going to be.
And of course, it's transfer deadline day. We're into the last hour now. Of course, a word on Jerome Sinclair, who you've brought in, and whether there's anybody else before the 11 o'clock deadline.
No, I'm very pleased with Sinclair. He's a good player. He's young, but he has potentials and he has goals. So hopefully he's going to provide us goals. And he's going to give us something that at the moment we are not getting.